Welcome to Energy in Action. I'm your host, Marcy Young, and as a Mito patient myself, I appreciate you and the community you've helped us to build. This podcast honors the triumphs and struggles of patients and families affected by this disease and celebrates the work being done by doctors and researchers every day to make it a safer world for our people. We are a support group and a podcast focusing on all things related to mitochondrial disease.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Energy in Action. I am joined by a fellow Mito warrior, Christine Knox. I'm so happy to have her back on the show, actually, to talk about a new program that she's implementing for Mito Action. She's an incredible woman. You have heard from her before. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Marcy.
It's so good to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back.
Can you spend just a couple minutes telling us about like your diagnostic journey and how you found Mito Action before we get into, you know, the involvement with this program?
Sure. So I got sick with H1N1, which triggered off my Mito. Although I've had symptoms all my life, nobody kind of connected it with anything. But it was when H1N1 hit, I never recovered. I just was completely exhausted all the time. So after multiple tests by my family doctor, I got sent to a specialist, an internist, who coincidentally enough, her mom has Mito. So she recognized what was going on for me, sent me off for genetic testing, all of that kind of stuff. And that's how I got my diagnosis. Although my mutation has never been seen before. And so it's not a definitive diagnosis and may not ever be, even though, you know, I have a genetic mutation.
That's so interesting. They were able to see that you had a mutation, but they've never seen this mutation before.
Correct.
Wow. The coincidence of finding a doctor so early in your, you know, process who was super familiar with mitochondrial disease, that's such a rarity.
I know. It was a total shock to me, too. I was like, especially once I learned more, I realized just how rare it was for the diagnostic journey to go as quickly as it did. Never mind the coincidence of actually finding a doctor who intimately knew about Mito.
Yeah. I mean, you hear so many stories of patients having to teach their doctors things and have them advocate for themselves to try to get to the diagnosis spot. And you didn't have to endure all that. And you bought yourself a lot of time.
Right? Yeah. No, it was fabulous. I mean, it's still difficult where my mutation's never been seen before. I can't get into drug trials.
I was going to ask about that. I've heard that that's a very big issue.
Yeah, like I tried to get into the L-methotide study, and they said because not enough is known about my mutation that I couldn't participate. So that was really disappointing. I was really hopeful.
I'm sure that's really defeating.
Yeah, it's sort of, I feel like I'm in a bit of limbo land, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, they know I have a mutation. Is it a disease-causing mutation? Well, the computer model said yes, but the geneticist is like, I'm not sure.
But your physicians say yes.
Some do and some don't.
Oh, gosh. This is all just such a, it really leads to such a confusing lifestyle.
It does. I mean, they've tested me for everything under the sun. Everything else has been ruled out. You know, a lot of doctors just really, you know, are going on the basis of the geneticist where she's uncertain. So they don't quite know how to treat me or what to do.
Wow. So how did you get involved in Mito Action? How did you find it?
When I was first in the diagnostic journey, somehow or another, and I really can't remember exactly, but I saw something and I reached out to Mito Action, and I think I just did a general search online and saw Mito Action and reached out to one of the support aspects of it. And then somebody sent me an email back and responded to my questions. And then it was like, okay, perfect. And then they told me about the Facebook group, and then I just sort of joined other Facebook groups once I started to know about the community, and here I am.
Wow. I'm so glad you're here, and you've added so much to the organization.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this program that you've started and what it's all about and what gave you the idea to do it.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of programs that are offered to the mitochondrial community is that they are often fundraising efforts, which are fantastic, and a lot of them seem to be geared towards people who are sports minded, things like that. And I totally support them. It's just that's not my level of interest or area of interest. So I decided I want to offer something more in the artistic realm to the community, because I've been an artist lifelong, and I thought it would be cool to share that with the community, have other artists in our community get involved as well. And so I proposed it to Mito Action, and they were jumping on board like crazy with it. So essentially, we came up with the name. Stephanie, Harry, and I talked about it, about my general idea. And then I came up with the idea of the name Mito Artisans Playtime. And so the intention is with it is that once a month we'll have a Zoom session where an artist, and I did the first session a few weeks ago, where an artist will share their work. And if they wish to, they can teach somebody how to do what they do, or they can just do a demonstration of how they do it. And so it really offers a sharing, a dialogue of the artistic journey that we all go on along with Mito. And for myself, my artwork is my healing place. It's the place where I can go to escape pain, to escape my worries and stress around, you know, my illness. And I can do it when it works for me health-wise. And that was one of the things that I really felt a huge loss when I had to give up my career as a floral designer. And so it was like still being on that creative journey, but in a different way. And I was thrilled to get back to my artwork. And I think it's really important to support other Mito artists in their journey as well.
That's really beautiful. So tell us a little bit about your career in art.
I began drawing when I was about 10 years old. Went into the backyard one day and drew a tree and the church in the distance. And I brought my drawings in and I showed my parents, and they were like, oh my gosh, you did that? Like, where did this come from? And prior to that, even, I had been a kid who absolutely loved to color in coloring books. And I would get a coloring book and I would draw color in every single picture in the coloring book. And I learned early on that you could layer the different colors and get different effects. And so that was really kind of where my love of colored pencils began, was coloring in coloring books. And so throughout the years, even while I was doing my career with floral design, I would always turn to my artwork whenever time allowed or energy allowed, and it just enjoy exploring new mediums. And I returned back to using colored pencil, it's probably about 6 years ago now, and I started taking commissions. And what I've always loved the most is anything to do with animals. So animals are the feature in most of my artwork. Although that said, right now I'm doing a portrait, three siblings, which is a bit of a challenge for me. It's really stretching my patience, shall we say. It doesn't come to me as easily as drawing a portrait of an animal or something in nature. It's not something I feel totally at ease with.
Well, what if someone doesn't feel at ease with drawing anything? Could they still get involved in Mito Artisans?
Oh, totally. Because what myself and other artists are going to do is just walk them through it step by step. And you know, the session we did a couple of weeks ago, there's a recording of it, so you can still watch it. It's going to be on the Mito Action website. And so they could participate in it even now, where they follow step by step, drawing a lily of the valley with a little ladybug on it along with me. So there's a list of supplies that they could have, or they could just have a set of colored pencils around their house, and they can use those. Might not turn out exactly the same as mine, because I use professional grade artist colored pencils and I use specific colors. So even if theirs isn't exactly the same, it doesn't matter. It's just playing.
I love that.
Yeah, and just learning the techniques behind what I do. The outcome will look different for everybody, even if they were using the exact pencils. And that's what's great about art, is we all bring our own unique perspective. And I love to support that in other artists.
That's so cool. You talk about like colored pencils for the first project. What items are they posted online, you know, in terms of getting ready for the next session? So like if I wanted to sit down and do a session in a couple of days, am I able to go online and start preparing, making sure I have everything so I'm not like rushing around as the session's beginning?
Yes. So we'll always, a couple of weeks in advance of the next session, we'll always be posting the supply list.
That's awesome. So do you already have projects planned for the upcoming months?
Certainly for the next session, we are going to be drawing a very close up of a human eye.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's interesting too, because in my specific mitochondrial disease, we have very droopy eyelids, most of us, with ptosis. So I think focusing on the eye is so interesting and so cool.
That's kind of why I did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's such a large part of community who has vision impairment.
Yeah.
Either with LHON, LHON plus.
The one I have is called CPO. There's so many varieties of this traumatic disease.
And just because you're vision impaired doesn't mean you can't still do art.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the part that I think, you know, whatever we have going on health-wise, I think we need to celebrate what we do have and what we are able to do.
And it's such a nice way to come together as a group without it being completely about, you know, the upcoming drug trial or, you know, this issue or that issue that we're all contending with.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I wanted to bring something to the community that really lifted us up rather than stressed us out in some cases, because, you know, you're learning about this complicated scientific thing with this drug trial and you're kind of going, oh my, like that's so much to take in.
So it shouldn't be a stressor. It should be an enhancement to your month.
Exactly. And like I said to the participants last month when we did it, I said to them, it's not about the outcome of your drawing looking exactly like mine. As a matter of fact, I'd rather it not look like mine. I want to just give you the general techniques and I'm demonstrating it, but you're going to go with it wherever you go with it. And that's perfectly fine.
That's so cool. So did everyone finish their project during the session, or is it something that you start and then you end up finishing outside?
So I finished the project. Some people may not have finished it. Others did. And so at the end of the session, anybody that wanted to share their drawing could. We took some time to be able to do that because I wanted everybody to be able to shine in their moment. And so if they're not comfortable with that, that's totally fine too.
That's really, really nice. I love this idea. It's just so positive. Are you planning for one a month or?
That's the goal. And that said, just with all the different things going on in my life and things that, you know, we're already kind of set in the calendar for Mito Action, we couldn't pull one off for May, but we're doing one in June. So at this point, you know, it's the intention is, though, to do once a month.
Great. So about how long will someone be in the session?
At this point, it's 2 hours. And certainly we understand if somebody needs to drop off because they're fatigued or they're not feeling well, it's totally fine because the session is recorded. And so even if they want to just do, 15 minutes and then go in and rest and then come back and watch the recording later and do it in 15-minute segments, they can do that.
So it's really flexible.
Yeah, totally flexible.
And it sounds really inviting. It sounds wonderful. So it's all over Zoom, correct?
It's all over Zoom. And like I say, the sessions are recorded and they're going to be placed on the playlist on Mito Action's website. I think it's under programs, if I recall correctly. And so there will be like a little icon for every sort of lesson or session, so that no matter who the artist is that's demonstrating, it'll be there. It's not just me that'll always be there. It'll be one of the artists.
You're going through a lot by having this genetic mutation, having this mitochondrial disease, and it can feel very negative at times. But you have really turned it into a positive, and you've brought the community together for the good. And I'm so impressed with you. Thank you so much for building out this program. I'm really looking forward to participating, but no one judge my work.
No judgment at all. I have a perspective on life that maybe is a little different than some people, or maybe they just haven't thought of this. But for me, my life has been a journey, and a journey in a lot of different ways. Like I've lived all over Canada, in every province practically, and just with my exposure to different cultures, different experiences, I've realized that my life is a journey. And especially when it comes to my artwork, it's been a journey all my life of learning new techniques, exploring different subjects, all of those kinds of things. And mitochondrial disease is a journey as well for each of us. And I think if we can find something along on our journey that we love to do, to explore, to experience, that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. You hit the nail on the head. Christine, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for developing this program. Thanks for teaching us about it. And I really hope our listeners get involved. So all ages are welcome. That's my last question, right?
Completely, yeah.
That makes it even more beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that people are wanting to explore, and lots of them said, well, we're not artists. So that's totally fine. There was a lot of people expressed, I can't even draw a stick man. And I went, you don't need to draw a stick man. You just follow the line drawing and you're good.
I'm sure the conversation is really fun.
Yeah.
Well, Christine, thank you so much again. You're doing such wonderful work, and it's been a pleasure having you on Energy in Action.
Thank you, Marcy. I've loved it.
Thank you for joining us. I encourage you to browse other Energy in Action podcast episodes. I'm so inspired by the resilience of those in previous episodes, and I know you will be too.